You are listening to RudolfSteinerAudio.com. If you are listening to the podcast of this, it is located at RudolfSteiner.podbean.com. Please consider becoming a patron. As well, there are two publishing houses, SteinerBooks.org in America and RudolfSteinerPress.com in England, who are the sole publishers of Steiner into English and have given me permission to do these recordings. Please consider patronizing them as well. This is a reading of Collected Works, Volume 27, by Dr. Rudolf Steiner and Dr. Ita Wegman, entitled Extending Practical Medicine, formerly known as Fundamentals of Therapy, translated by Anna Moyes. This is Chapter 18, entitled Eurythmy Therapy. Eurythmy therapy plays a special role in our clinical approach. It has been developed out of anthroposophy by Rudolf Steiner, initially as a new art form. Its essential nature as eurythmic art has been frequently described by Rudolf Steiner, and it has already become widely known as an art. On stage, it presents the human being in movement. It is not a form of dance, however. Apart from anything else, this is evident from the fact that it is mainly the arms and hands of the human beings that are in motion. Groups of people in motion elevate the whole to a stage presentation that is artistic in itself. All movements are based on the inner nature of the human organization. Speech flows from this in the early years of human life. As speech sound rests itself from the human constitution, so genuine insight into this constitution makes it possible to evolve movements from a single individual or a group of people that are genuine visible speech or visible song. These movements are no more arbitrary than the movements of speech. Just as we cannot pronounce an O in a word when there should be an E, so an E or a C sharp can only be presented by one distinct gesture in eurythmy. Eurythmy is thus a genuine revelation of human nature that does not evolve from it unconsciously, the way speech or song may do, but can be consciously developed out of genuine insight into the nature of the human being. In performances, you see individuals or groups of people in movement on the stage. The text, now translated into visible speech, is recited at the same time. You hear the content of the text, and at the same time see it before your eyes. Or, a musical item may be presented that reappears as visible song in movement and gestures. Eurythmy presents as sculpture in motion a considerable extension to the sphere of the arts. The discoveries thus made in form of an art can be developed in two directions. One is education. At the Waldorf School in Stuttgart, which was founded by Emil Molde and is guided by Rudolf Steiner, educational eurythmy is part of the curriculum for all classes, as well as physical training. The point is that the usual physical training only develops the dynamics and statics of the physical body. In eurythmy, the whole human being flows into the movement in body, soul, and spirit. The developing young person is able to feel this, and will find these eurythmic exercises as natural as an expression of human nature as he would learning to speak in earlier years. The other direction is in medicine. If the movements and gestures of eurythmy as an art, and as used in education, are modified so that they flow from the diseased nature of the human being, just as the others do from a healthy nature, we have eurythmy therapy. Movements made in this way have an effect on the organs affected by disease. We see how something done in an external way continues on to bring health to the organs. Providing the gesture in motion exactly suits the pathological condition of the organ. This method of working on the body through movement addresses body, soul, and spirit. And because of this, it has a more intense influence on the inner human being in sickness than any other movement therapy. This means, however, that eurythmy therapy can never be the business of lay people and must not be considered or treated as such. A eurythmy therapist needs to be well trained in understanding the human organization and can only work in collaboration with a physician. Anything amateurish can only lead to trouble. Proper diagnosis is the only basis for eurythmy therapy. The actual results seen with eurythmy therapy are such that it may indeed be called a blessing in the context of the clinical approach presented in these pages. The end of chapter 18.